Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
So we were talking a little bit about diets. It's actually homemade bread day today. So we thought, who better than to get a dietitian on? Because bread, well, I don't know if bread is still considered evil. Do we hate anything gluten? Janine Sachs, good morning.
Morning, Howard. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. Are we hating gluten this morning? I don't know.
Personally, I don't have a problem with gluten unless you've tested gluten intolerant. Are you aware of gluten causing gastric upset for yourself? I don't see a problem with gluten.
Right, but why is every second person claiming to be gluten tolerant? Are they liars?
Possibly. as I say, it's something you can actually test for. If you genuinely have a gluten allergy, you'll be able to pick it up. And intolerance is something that you've got to be more aware of.
Right.
If you see immediate symptoms, then you can start putting the pieces together.
All right. So if I'm eating a meal with somebody and you claim to be gluten intolerant, or allergic, I'm going to want proof. So bring your medical records with you. I don't know. It's a rampage I'm on. But let's ignore that because you probably should be ignoring a lot of what I'm saying this morning. Let's talk about sweetener and stevia specifically, because this has been such an ongoing and a long conversation, because as somebody who's always struggled with my weight, I try not to drink any cold drinks with sugar. I would never add sugar to my drinks. But then I was told that the sweeteners and all of these types of things are actually equally as harmful or differently harmful. Then the stevia comes along and they say, well, stevia's a better alternative. Can you clear this up for us, if you don't mind?
Firstly, Howard, internationally, the world would not be putting products on the market that are out to kill you.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah, where poison isn't sold as
right.
Humans. So, yeah, everything that's on the shelves has to be fully tested and approved before it's put out there. So, and in the world of sweeteners, if you're the kind of person who wants to go natural, there are a whole lot of alternatives for you. So I'd say it just boils down to a personal choice. And when it comes to sugar control and sugar substitutes, if you want to go the artificial route or more something like stevia, which is plant-based and natural.
And is there a significant health benefit by going the stevia or plant-based route?
So in terms of sugar control, no.
Right.
But what's starting to emerge is that there are health benefits to products like stevia, and research is starting to show, because it's a plant and a leaf, there's powerful antioxidants in there, so there's possible health benefits in addition to sugar control when you're going stevia route or other alternatives.
Right. And in fact, one of our listeners sent, and I just wanted to see what this product is. Here we go. They are telling me about, or asking you about, something called erythritol. I mean, that sounds like antibiotics.
Okay, that's very similar. So it's also plant-based. It's more from the corn and family as opposed to stevia, more from South America and a plant. Actually, showing very similar profiles to stevia in that there are potentially health benefits to it, but both of them are no calorie, very, very minimal, perhaps in a slight few stomach side effects.
Right.
Fine to go for.
So would you recommend as a dietitian, would you recommend, if people are looking for artificial sweeteners, that they would try and go the more natural route?
Not necessarily. I leave it up to them. One is a taste preference. Every different sweetener.
Well, personally, I don't think. I think the stevia thing's a bit of a scam because I can't taste it. It's like the emperor's new clothes. Everybody tells me it's great. I put it in my tea, and it doesn't taste like anything.
Oh, that's when your body's perhaps not recognizing it, or have you tried? You could try having two, but at the same time, like I said, there's so many different products on the shelves. I would. As a rule, I say, just vary it. So if you are concerned of too much of a specific product, they are in such minuscule amounts that come into your body.
Right.
But as a precaution you could always, each time you go and stock up on sweeteners, buy a different brand. But if you are taste specific, then I'd say go for something that appeals. That's ticking all the boxes for you. One is the taste appeal. Does it fit with you in terms of what you're buying?
And what about the reports that we see, or the articles that we see every now and then? And I'm not reading journals, I'm reading the press. So just to clarify, to make that clear. But we see articles saying, no, sweeteners trick your body. So therefore, it's as though, you know, your insulin release and all of that is as though you're having sugar. Is that actually proven, or is that nonsense?
Not proven. The trick happens on your tongue, so your taste molecules are tricked. So sweeteners sort of mimic the same molecule as sugar. So taste receptors are picking up a message to your brain that's saying sweet, but digestively, no.
So that is very, very interesting.
And, yeah, and this generally, they're artificially sweet. They're non-calorie because your body doesn't digest them.
This has been such a helpful conversation for me personally. I hope that everybody else, our listeners, have found it useful as well. 34519 or 061-895-1019. Janine Sachs, registered dietitian, talking to us about stevia as a replacement sugar as well as all other sweeteners. So it really does seem to be preferable to sugar, and no proven harm being done to you by having sweetener.